Welcome to the official podcast. It's us, your hosts, Jackson, also known by his rapper name, Dr. Doppelgangsta Moneybags, Andrew Breivik, known as the owner of the official Facebook Moonman fan group. Now, with how many members, Andrew? 1,488? Is that right?
1,588. We had a big convention last week.
I see, the one with Richard Spencer. And up, and of course, next is our host, Charming Charlie, our resident pickup artist, and little-known fact, little brother of Rouge V. And lastly, but not least, myself, Kaya, the Turkish upstanding citizen and beacon of truth and righteousness. How was that?
That was literally verbatim.
Wow. That was pretty close. I'm not going to get executed today, guys. All right.
Oh, fuck. Today.
We have to cut that
damn
out.
Damn it.
Now.
Take it out.
Take it from the top.
All right. No, start over. See if you can do it three times in a row. Right.
Okay. Now comes the difficult part, me remembering the topics. Today, we're going to talk about modern art, who we would like to interview on this podcast eventually, and why we scrapped an episode because it was just so terrible and Jackson is going to defend it. And afterwards, we're going to read your questions and we're going to answer them for once.
A few
that
of
was
them.
So professional,
I'm glad you included that we'd answer them.
Yeah,
not
really
just
good.
Read them.
That made we won't shit on you this time.
Which topic would you guys like to begin with?
I want to talk about who I'd like to bring on the show. Like, I know we talked about fantasy, you know, I'd like to bring in Sylvester Stallone, someone that we know would never stoop so low to be on this podcast, and then someone realistic. So for realistic, I've already told you guys about this, but to the viewers out there, I would like to bring in Stan Merlin. If you haven't heard of him, he's the man who cleans my apartment complex on most Tuesdays. I've talked to him a couple times in passing when I go to the garage, and he always has an interesting story to tell in Spanish, and I think it'd be a really fun addition to the podcast.
That's Merlin with a U, right? You spell it with a U.
Yeah.
Because when you say
sure
Merlin, it sounds
him.
Like he's an actual wizard.
No, it's Stan Merlin with a U.
All right, so you want to bring on your janitor. Who would you like to see as just this far-off chance? Like, for some fucking reason, this mega celebrity is a fan of yours, and he's listening right now. Who do you want to reach out to?
Brendan Fraser, obviously.
Yeah, honestly, it would probably
no
be
one
Brendan
bigger?
Fraser.
Really?
No, because Brendan Fraser would be someone that we could really build up, because that man is low. He is in the fucking cesspool of life, and if we could help
him... to invite him.
I have a problem with that, though, because I think that Brendan Fraser's kind of in the realm of possibility.
I think so, too, but
it's
I don't
only
know.
Because he's so low, and combined with the fact that he has this internet, like, rallying behind him right now, I think genuinely he might come on this or a similar podcast.
Did he not actually, in the past few days, go on a podcast? Or at least do an interview? Because I saw a lot of comments asking us to review the interview, but... I suppose it's
well,
a little
I think
too
he,
late
I think
now.
He did like a, I think
a radio
he did like
show.
Yeah.
I'm still surprised though. So Charlie, if you could have anyone, you would still pick him, even though another name might be more useful in terms of clickbaiting. Like you wouldn't have on Bill Gates.
I don't think so.
Still. Wow. All right.
Okay. Actually, right. I'd take that back. I take that back. Brendan Fraser is too realistic. That man's he's not doing too well. He might actually come on here. For someone that I don't think would ever come on here, that I really do think would be fun, would be Will Smith. That dude seems like he knows how to have a rock roaring good time.
It's a pretty good choice.
Did you know he's gay?
I don't know if that's a meme or if that's a real
I don't know if that's
news.
A meme either. It's probably just a meme.
Yeah, I would guess so as well, considering
it's
he has two children.
Hollywood.
Isn't everyone gay for like a month in Hollywood, whether it's true or not?
Yeah.
His son... Jaden Smith, we all know is batshit insane. Didn't he wear a Batman tuxedo to Kanye's wedding? Like a full batsuit to the wedding?
Guess that you keep up with that.
Yeah. No, it's I just saw photos of it, and it was like a pure white batsuit that he wore to a wedding, and I was incredibly jealous.
Was it like mechanical, or was it like just?
I don't know.
I don't think he brought a fucking utility belt.
No, he
little
he might have.
Child,
you're underestimating Jaden Smith.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Andrew's actually right. Jaden Smith is quite the fucking idiot. I mean, doesn't
14.
His Twitter consist of what, like the meaning behind the matter of light and speed is, or some shit like that?
No, it's he posts like quasi philosophical shit that he thinks is deep.
Yeah, he's basically Deepak Chopra.
If your eyes aren't real, how can we know
the quantum revelations of my light may entangle the universe in front of us in the fluctuations of quarks. That's basically the kind of shit that Jaden tweets on an hourly basis. And I know his sister looks exactly like her dad.
His sister looks like a dude. All I know about his sister is that she made that whip your hair back and forth song.
And then his wife's in a fucking terrible metal band.
I didn't know that, actually.
You guys didn't know that? You need to look it up. She has, like, a shitty mohawk, and she sings way out of, like, proportion to what the band's playing, and it's just fucking terrible.
So
it's
we're in
really,
agreement.
Really bad.
Okay,
we have Jaden Smith on the podcast.
one of the Smiths is, or the whole family, or just, you know, the fucking Scientology
Gestapo.
Let's just change
the podcast to be Will Smith's family.
Yeah, they could just take each spot of ours, and it'll just be the Will Smith family.
Okay, so that's Charlie's
the Fresh Prince,
pick.
The official Fresh Prince.
What about you, Jackson?
I like the idea of getting Bill Gates on here, to be honest. That'd be really interesting, just shooting the shit with him.
Or just asking for money.
Yeah.
Just no
you know
pretense.
This,
like,
yeah,
rich,
this, you, know this, you know this podcast is struggling financially. Our poor guy over there spent $7,000 on web hosting.
Here's my Bitcoin address. Jackson, who's your realistic pick, though?
Realistically?
Yeah.
Well, we almost had someone. Almost. Yep. You almost got a...
Yeah, that's... Yeah, we don't want to talk about it. That's up to our viewers to guess, but let's just say it's a... certain individual who looks kind of cool because he's kind of a troll, but
kind of
you realize he has terrible friends, and let's just say he recently got banned on Twitter. And
he's a big fan of prank phone calls to his house where the prank people don't do anything.
Yes,
he's also
indeed.
A pharmaceutical CEO.
All right. Well, apparently it's not that realistic considering he appeared to be lobotomized, so let's move on to Andrew. Andrew, who's your realistic pick?
So realistic, I guess. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking of people that we could actually get.
That's kind of the whole point.
Well, no,
it's realistic means.
I'm trying to get out of the mindset of people that I almost know I could get and think people I didn't even think that we could get.
Oh, look at Mr. Big Shot over here. Yeah, you know, I could get pretty much anyone. I gotta really think outside the box to find someone that just wouldn't, you know, bend to my will.
Well, let me think. Who wouldn't want to talk to me?
Okay, realistically? Fuck. I'll just do unrealistically. I kind of want to get Tom Cruise.
I like Tom Cruise.
Because I feel like
what
I feel
it
like
this
he'd
podcast
be...
and Scientologists.
Well, no,
I'm get stalked by them.
The official Scientology podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Andrew's just trying to find a way to get in.
Yeah, put in a good word with Xenu for me. No, I just think that like he'd be possibly crazy, possibly not, but I think that he'd just be really like jovial and happy the entire time. Like he'd have a fun time if he actually.
He does seem really nice.
Isn't he sort of a douchebag though? Because I know when Louis Theroux made the documentary about him, they tried to sue him, I think, because he was using Tom Cruise's. He hired an actor to look like Tom Cruise, basically, and they had a big problem with it. That doesn't sound like a cool guy to me, but...
I
like him in his movies. I really feel the dude picks really good movies. I don't remember watching a Tom Cruise movie that was bad.
You're about to when The Mummy hits the theaters in 2017.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, I'm actually really curious if it's going to
be
bad.
Like, objectively.
Charlie's a little biased, keep in mind.
But I want to give him the benefit of the doubt since it's still Tom Cruise and you know, he's a really good actor. Are they realistically... Yeah. Andrew?
He's got that front tooth, though. I think the only person that comes to mind is I have a friend named... Oh, I know who I would want. I would want, like, some Flash cartoonists to get on here. Like Oni.
Yeah,
or
that's a good idea.
some of the other people who do, like, those cartoons for Newgrounds and shit. Psychic Pebbles, Stamper. People like that, I think we could probably actually get one of them on. I'd love to have them on.
Yeah, I agree.
They seem like cool guys.
Yeah.
Your turn, Kaya. Realistically.
Realistically. I honestly like really small channels. I kind of feel like it would be fun to have someone on that's really not even known by anyone. So there's really just...
I think Stan Merlin has his own YouTube channel, so it's two birds and one stone, really.
Just
footage of him cleaning your hallway.
Minecraft Let's Play in real life.
Tom Cruise, do you want to join our Minecraft Let's Play podcast?
Too many options. Like, I follow a lot of small channels. I guess just for the shits and giggles, he probably would hate us all because we're not virgins, but I would like to have on Kick's Passion, whom no one's gonna know, but
who the hell's that?
Oh, man. Guy has shown me some of his handiwork. It's really something
it's quite
disturbing.
The hoot. Yeah.
It's really scary and disturbing.
Can you go into detail about that? Because I'm.
Do you guys? I mean, I plan on making a documentary about this, like an actual full length.
Look at Louis Theroux over here.
Yeah,
a Netflix original series.
Okay,
starring Kaya as.
No, for well, this would. I don't know how to put this into a condensed package because it's a really long topic. But let's just keep it at this. He's a guy, and people like him. They're people who just resent women. Because they cannot get laid. That's it. Basically.
Okay.
And they
he's part of like this subgroup of people that hate women and men who have sex.
Yeah, it's a long topic. I could literally go on about 8 hours on this because I study them. I've infiltrated them. So keep watching for that documentary, guys. It's going to drop
this summer. Yeah, he's like the Jack Bauer of this shit.
He infiltrates
their network.
I keep
spamming Charlie with links to their fucking
community.
Do you mean the
dude who can't black out his videos, so he just covers up his webcam?
Yeah.
That guy's amazing.
Yeah, I actually reached out to him, but he didn't reply. I don't know if he didn't want to reply, if he didn't know how to reply, because he's clearly technologically inept. I mean, in his videos, he still uses Windows Vista. But if he doesn't reply, I guess I'll just have to resort to editing his videos into a interview with me. Anyway, unrealistically, it would be really any one of my celebrity crushes. Ruby Rose, the chick who plays Armistice, Mads Mikkelsen, Tom Hiddleston. Any one of those, really.
Oh, how good is Mads Mikkelsen? Have you seen Hannibal?
Hannibal. My favorite series
so
right
good.
Now. Maybe
so good.
I'm still not sure if I still want to like let go of House as my number one favorite series because just for the sheer nostalgia of it. But Hannibal was great. I'm really sad that they canceled it.
Tell us another Charlie story.
Well, there's his awful fucking taste that I could talk about. Holy shit, Charlie. God damn. Shut up, Charlie. God damn it. I'm not going to let you just...
That wasn't me.
Whiny.
That was me.
Andrew, I don't care. Andrew, stop bailing him out.
I'm sorry.
I know it was you, Charlie. Shut up.
I'm encouraging you.
Stop. Shut up. So what Charlie doesn't know is since he plays so many fucking awful games on his channel, it has corrupted him. He's like a frog in the boiling water, right? Where when he first started, you know, he originally played some games that actually weren't awful. At least they were mainstream passable, like games you could actually fucking sell and not get spit at. Like, what was Battlefield and all that kind of shit. His modern tactics videos. But then he started doing these videos where he would play completely obscure shit games. You know, those Unity kind of games where they just take assets off of Unity and put them in the game. Off of the asset store, I mean. And over time, this is my hypothesis, Charlie's just entire being has been corrupted by this. So where now he cannot enjoy anything that's actually good and anything that's actually terrible he loves. And I've had to find this out by suffering through his shitty fucking suggestions.
And also his taste changes every month.
Well, this is why one day if Charlie and me just part ways, this is why, Charlie, I just want you to know. Charlie said, and I quote, Dragon Age 2 was not that bad.
Oof.
A game
in my defense,
even
I didn't
the
finish
fucking
it.
Developers themselves have admitted that it was a rushed piece of shit. You said it was not that bad. You said just
I didn't finish the game.
Dead Man Wonderland, a fucking anime.
Oh,
man,
no,
first
fuck
of all,
off.
It's an anime. Fuck you, Andrew.
So no, Charlie. Fuck you.
Two against
You're
one, Andrew.
Wrong.
Help me team up on him.
Yeah, no, Dead fuck Man Wonderland's awesome. And Kaya, you have shitty taste and you live in a place Andrew. Where you fucking can't even watch anime. It's illegal.
Andrew, to the gallows.
You want
to
pretend you're a fucking screenwriter or whatever when you like Dead Man Wonderland, a series that didn't have any character development? Any
That's
development?
That's my favorite.
Or
what
any
are
characters?
You talking about?
What are you talking... Here's
what are you talking about?
Let's not argue about anime.
What
this
are you talking
we're
about?
We're not weebs. Come on, guys.
Why? Because anime's not fun, you fucking killjoy?
Hang on. Jackson, do you know Dead Man Wonderland?
No.
Okay, stay out of it then.
Okay.
He hasn't said
Andrew.
A word all podcast.
I'll stay out of it. It's all good. I'll be over here.
Andrew, the entire character development of Deadman Wonderland was a guy can shoot blood out of his hands, and by the end of it, by the end of it, the story was he can shoot blood out of his hands a little faster. That was the story.
No.
That was the entire fucking character development
because
in that
you're
series.
Missing the fact that it's not a hero's journey. He's not self-actualizing his powers. It's a mystery story.
Oh,
he's finding out what the complex is and who the Red Man is.
Is this the one where they write names in a book and then the people die?
That's Death Note, you illiterate fuck.
Wow.
No, but that one sucks too. Anyway.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, Death Note's kind of eh.
Charlie also likes The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I knew you were going to bring that one up. I knew you were going to bring that one up.
Of course I am.
Slime.
I saw The Amazing Spider-Man 2 and I said it was pretty good. I didn't say it was amazing.
What
is
wrong with you?
I said it was pretty... I don't... It was a long fucking time ago, Andrew. What's wrong with you, huh? You fucking weeb? Huh? You turned this into the official anime podcast, you fuck...
Yeah, you know what, Andrew?
We talked about a single anime.
Andrew, you know what? I'm getting tired of you, too, you fucking furry. What's up with that?
Yeah, tell us about your first fursona, or whatever they call him.
His name is Sparkle Dog, and he flies, and he's neon green, and he has two dog cocks. And every day on my Fur Affinity, I pay $200 to have artists draw me having gay sex with Pokemon. That's it. There it is.
Someone said I sound like someone from My Little Pony.
Who the fuck cares?
You stay out of this, Jackson.
You're not part of this podcast.
I was wondering if you. I was wondering if you knew which character, Andrew.
What am I, 7?
I don't know. You seem
like
the most likely to watch
the
Pony
fan base, Andrew. Fuck.
You sound like
a little child.
You sound like Speedster, the fast pony, who's got the element of fucking. I don't know.
Take your pick, Jackson. I know a few of the ponies. I know Twilight.
No, it wasn't that one.
Well, excuse me.
Do you think you think he sounds like one of the girl ponies?
No,
I think it was a girl pony. I don't know.
Wonderful.
Oh wait, he sounds like the Australian pony.
It sounds
Crocodile Dundee.
No, it was a girl. It was a girl pony because its name was like Molestia or something.
Yes, molest.
Molestio? That sounds like some profile screen name in an MSN chat room.
Sounds like some anime would be into.
Of course, that's my persona name, Molestia.
Sounds like an anime, the Caped Crusader Molestio.
Oh yeah, it does actually. Sounds like a Sailor Moon character. Or a season even.
By the
Moon
power
Molestia.
Of molestation.
Power of molestation.
You have to summon the element of inappropriate touching. I play Pot of Touch. It allows me to fuck two kids with one hand.
Okie dokie. Alright, here we go again.
You keep that to yourself.
We have to cut that.
You really went far on that one.
We have to cut that one.
Really had to stretch to get back to pedophilia again, huh? Charlie, why don't you ever make fun of us?
I mean, I don't really have a whole lot to roast you all on. The only...
Damn
very
right.
Nice.
That's the
very
trick.
Nice thing of you to say.
The only thing I disagree with Kai on is his taste in women. I think most of the girls he finds attractive are hideous.
Wow.
Charlie, you like big noses.
Pulling out Ruby Rose.
We discovered this. We discussed this, remember,
I mean,
Charlie?
I wouldn't say I like big noses. Like, it's
you
not
do.
Something I look for. I don't look for a nice schnoz.
Dude,
or anything.
It's just an extra hole
to
find.
It's just been a coincidence. When we were looking at Tinder girls, every single girl that you swiped yes on had a big nose.
When did we ever do that? Except
like 4 different times.
What?
You would show me and be like, "What do you think of this girl?" That constantly.
What?
Are you trying to cover your bases here, big man?
That's interesting.
No,
is
because
it like a subconscious thing, maybe.
No, yeah, it's not like I looked for it. It's just a coincidence. Like, I mean, I recognize that a lot of the girls I find attractive have bigger noses, but
what's
it's
so attractive
like
about a big nose, Charlie?
It's interesting, I've never heard that before. Just wanted to say like
Kaya, tell me about someone you hate who isn't Charlie.
or
well,
if it's me,
okay.
You can go ahead.
Well, should
yeah,
be told me.
Either, you know what? Free reign, go ahead.
Yeah, no restrictions, no holds barred.
No, I love Charlie. Well, my best friend, she has a lot of roommates, and they cycle through one another. she just switches roommates a lot, because they're usually exchange students. And one of them was literally the stupidest person I've ever met. And just she's the only person I can really remember in the past couple of years that upset me so fucking hard. Because my friend ditched me. We were out. And then she left me with this person, her roommate, who was the... I really hope she never listens to this. It would be sad. But she was this... what's that obscure country in Europe?
Yugoslavia.
No. Fuck me. Anyway, it's one
Florida.
Of the Scotland.
Smaller...
Florida. No, it's one of those podunk countries that's literally
Tampa.
Just tiny. Anyway.
Turkey.
I just... Okay, shut up now.
Turkey.
Yeah, Turkey is magnificent. It's great. Anyway, we're sitting on the couch and I'm just bored out of my fucking mind, right? And I decide, hey, you know what? Let's play some games. Maybe that'll be interesting. So I download Towerfall, which is just a co-op game. And for the entirety of 40 minutes, she just doesn't talk it. I'm just throwing these topics at her. Like, so do you have family back in fucking whatever Stan in Europe? Just
you
one
sure you're
or
not
two
talking
short...
About
No, Charlie actually can talk at least when he's, you know, not lobotomized. But this girl, she just was unapproachable. And I was bored. I wasn't interested in her. She wasn't pretty. But she just legitimately, it started to fucking piss me off because I just couldn't get up and leave. I downloaded Portal. I remember this specifically. Portal 2. Because my thought was, everyone loves Portal. There cannot be any person who just does not like playing Portal, especially with a friend or something. It's a funny game. Little did I know, it would take me literally...
When does this story take place? Hang on, sorry. When does it take place?
It was a couple of years ago. I remember him telling me.
Okay, so...
I actually...
Was like 10 or whatever years ago,
you'd
be in
the
height of Portal.
Like, no. This was like 1 year ago, maybe, or two.
Okay.
And I download Portal... guys, she could not understand how the portals worked. I couldn't make her get it. The concept of you go through blue, you come out orange. She did not get this. And I just started breaking down and I started internally, like, little shaking. You know how you get that little shiver when you're just really uncomfortable and just really angry and just want to leave? You just want to bash the person next to you because you're just so angry. You just cannot get up. You hate your friend too because she ditched you for someone else and stuck
all
with
the
that
time.
Person.
I hate when I get this, when my friend ditches me with
so
her
angry.
Stupid friends.
Okay, well, if you have stories, tell them too. Like, after this happened and after the girl finally said, well, I'm tired, I'm going to go to bed. And I was like, yes, I can finally play Portal like it was meant to be played, which means I can play Portal, period. God, my God. I called Charlie and I just complained for probably, like an hour of how much I hated it.
Yeah, something
how upset
like that.
I was. How
was,
angry
was she just
I was
like
my
a,
friend.
Was she just like a wooden board of a person? She just wouldn't talk to you?
She really fucking was. And my friend still keeps defending her like, she's a good girl. No, she's so boring. Oh my God, I guess that's really my one experience of someone I really hate in the last couple of years that I don't wish ill on her, but it's just a bad
memory.
I mean,
it sounds like ill has already befallen her.
Yeah. You might be brain dead.
Yeah.
She
not
might
gonna argue that.
Cursed
who knows?
Stupidity.
She's in Turkey.
Yeah. Charlie, who's someone you hate?
I wouldn't say hate, but there is this one dude when I was in college that for some reason he got the impression we were friends, which I don't understand how he ever got that, because he tried to fight one of my best friends. He's tried to fight G, actually, Andrew. You know G.
Oh,
he,
I G is one of my favorite
yeah,
humans.
G,
who
G's
would
one of the,
want to fight with G?
G's one of the best people I've ever met, and he wanted to fight G because he didn't like G because he was too nice. He thought there was something wrong with G, so he's like, I'm going to...
I fucking hate that shit where they're like jealous of someone who's just a good person, so they kind of want to bring him down. That's such bullshit.
What do you, wait, what do you expand on that? What do you mean he was just too nice?
Because
I usually
when
someone's nice to me, I don't want to fight them.
No, because G's like a really genuinely chill guy, and he's like he goes out of his way to be nice. And this guy, I'm just gonna call him W, took it as like this sign of disrespect. Like, oh, he must think I'm soft, huh? He needs to go out of my way to be nice to me, huh? What's wrong with me?
Oh, did
huh?
he like feel he's being
dick?
Condescended to?
Yeah.
I mean, he was probably feeling insecure in that, like, this guy's so nice. I wish I could be that nice, or I wish people liked me.
I kind of,
I really
get
don't.
That.
Know.
I mean, I don't know your friend, but. Maybe, I mean, because we all of us know that one person who's always happy and smiley and they just piss us off, right?
Yeah, but G's not like that.
No, it's, okay, it's not a genuine, I've met G and he's genuinely like a really cool person. He's not putting on airs or being fake.
And when I say that W wanted to fight him, I mean like he genuinely tried multiple times. Like he showed up at G's house at like 2 a.m. like with a baseball bat. He wasn't ready to just like, you know, I'll slap him in the face one time to let him know who the boss is. He was like, I'm ready to beat this bitch down.
How old are they?
He
How old
was
is 20- W?
G's 23 and W, I think, is 25. And he,
well, he
got,
should know better then.
Yeah, he just graduated, so, you know, he wasn't the smartest man. But the thing is, he got my number from someone. I don't know how or why.
Stephen Rigney.
I really hope a lot of people got that joke.
That's a really good one.
But yeah, he texted me one day, and then I asked who it was, and he's like, "Oh, it's W," and I was like, "Cool, man. See ya." And then for every single day for the next 3 years after that, he just pretended to be my friend. Like, I used to go to the cafeteria sometimes, like, in between classes by myself, and he would just come sit down and just start talking to me. And this man couldn't talk for shit. Like, he would just brag about how smart he was. He'd be like, "Oh, yeah, Charlie, you know, I just passed the test really good because, you know, I know all about biology." And he just kept going on and on. And then it eventually expanded to a point where he got more and more comfortable, where I would be eating with my friends, and then he'd pull over a chair from a table across the cafeteria and just put it next to us and start talking to me, not even meet my friends, and just make everything really uncomfortable. I don't know if you ever met my friend Dylan, Andrew, but me and him used to go there after going to the gym, and for some reason this...
The porn star?
Dillian Harper. It's a joke. And for some reason, this corresponded with Wyatt's schedule of jerking off in between classes, because he would come in too, and he would interrupt our lunch, or our dinner lunch thing, and just start bragging about himself again in front of Dylan too. So then we had to spend every single day trying to avoid this man, and he just became this pariah in our lives.
How did you even know him?
Yeah, made him.
If he's no one's friend.
Because we went to a party, and the party got busted, and then he threw a party right after to, like, try and rebound, and we went there, and he just everyone's number.
He's kind of fucked up in that, like, he's trying to get to you so he can get to G.
I really don't think
he just
so.
Really
like,
hates this
that's
G
some
guy.
Sociopathic tendencies.
No, he's a genuine sociopath, and the way he talked was deplorable. Like, when he would talk at lunch, it wasn't just bragging about himself exclusively. He would do it in the worst way. He'd be like, "Yeah, so I fucked this cunt the other night." And then she didn't even text me the next morning. I don't know what the fuck's wrong. Plus, he wasn't even that great. I fucking hated it. It didn't even come. And I knew he was lying because this man never fucks anyone. This man was disgusting looking. He looked like one of the One Direction people fell into a goddamn sewer and then, like, a pile of gamma radiation. Like, he was not a good looking man.
I cannot tell if you're... If this is a legitimate story, if you're doing the inside joke about the guy again.
No, I'm being... This is all totally serious.
It fits so much. Okay.
I'm 100% serious. The man was awful. A horrible human being. He wasn't just like a weirdo. He was like a horrible person. And what
he's
really...
He's secretly still obsessed with Charlie and listening to every video. And now
he
he's
listens
just
to
angered
every podcast.
Just gonna be outside your window at 4 a.m. today.
Oh my god, like, don't even tease me about that, man, because he still lives here, and I
could
only know that because...
Like,
what?
Could he beat any of you? Like, could he beat your friend?
Is no.
He big?
Well, if he brings a gun.
He's tall, but, I mean, he's not...
How tall?
...in good shape. He's like 6'3".
I'm on my way, I've got 1 inch on him.
Perfect. He would fight so down. Dirty, though.
He'd go
God,
nuts.
I hated that. I literally hated that man. I genuinely hated him. It wasn't just Dylan that had to feel the wrath of this man's awkwardness and douchebaggery. Almost all of my friends were subjected to this because every time I would go to the caf with them, for some reason he was there. I think he just lived in the cafeteria.
Jeez.
How did someone not put an end to it then? Why didn't anyone...
We told him to his face, "W, we don't want you here." I didn't say that. That's just not something I would do, but one of my friends said that to him. And and he just laughed about it and then started talking to me.
Oh my, that's awkward.
That is.
Good.
But again, you do the same, Jackson.
Yeah.
Who do you hate, Jackson?
There's people at, like, college that I just can't stand where they act like they're entrepreneurs. You know, like, he's running a business out of his basement or whatever, selling...
Like you.
Yeah, like me. I hate myself. That's all it comes down to, really.
He was trying to cover it up.
How can I spin this so it's not me, but it is? No.
And you don't have a specific archenemy.
No, I'm kind of like G. I'm pretty friendly with everyone.
I'm great.
I'm so
no
nice.
One wants to beat me up.
All right, W.
No, I
no,
can't think
you,
of
Andrew.
Anyone that I actually
I feel
hate.
Like
no.
Andrew would have tons of people he hates.
Oh my god, I can't fucking stand people. But so the story that comes to my mind is actually of a girl that I went on a single date with, and it. Oh god. So I date women from the internet because it's convenient and whatever, and the downside to that is it's kind of like a mystery bag when you meet them. Like, you get catfished, they could be insane.
Like Tinder, or actually, like, okay.
No, Cupid. Like actual, like actual dating okay. profiles. So I met this one girl, and like, her profile was completely normal. It was boring and bland, but there were no like red flags in it.
When he says dating profile, like, this man's on like an FBI database of like women's profiles here to analyze. Like, the shit, the websites he's on are so in depth. It's insane.
You ever see like those hacker movies where they recline in the chair and there's like 9 monitors and they're typing on 4 keyboards? That's how I find women. Like, as soon as I hone on one for a date, my computer says like, match detected, and I go, I'm in.
So then he jacks into the Matrix.
I hop into their computer and spy on their data. Yeah.
What is your MO, or what is your like preference? What specifically do you prowl for?
Not insane, and actually, okay, no, for real, anything not boring. Almost everyone that I meet who wants to talk is the same exact person. All they do is like, oh, I watch Netflix. I don't really care what's on it. I watch it. I work at my job, which is insert retail chain here. I'm thinking of going back to school, but I haven't started yet.
I like music.
Their music is, I don't know, anything but rap or country. They don't have personalities, and I don't know. They're just trying to seem appealing, and I'm not trying to be mean to people, but
country's appealing.
No, they don't. They like everything but rap or country. Okay. Yeah. And they're just boring. So I look for people with personalities, people who actually like can talk about themselves. I look for me.
All right.
All right. Yeah, let's ask.
But anyway,
YouTube
enough
comments.
Of that completely off topic and useless information. So she didn't have any red
flags. Ladies out there, now you know how to get Andrew's attention. Don't be bored.
Someone's gonna find Andrew's account.
Please cut all of that out. That was terrible. So she didn't have any red flags. She was kind of bland, but whatever. Like, she seemed cute in her photos. Seemed nice. We talked, exchanged like messenger services, like not numbers, but like, or maybe not, I don't remember. But we were texting, whatever. And eventually it was, hey, it was Sunday.
Did
and
you
it was
say
like,
exchange messenger services?
Yeah, if you don't want to give out your phone number, you do like Kick or something.
Yeah, Kick.
No, that's
Kick, WhatsApp, Snapchat, oh. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
One more thing, do you filter them by height?
What did you
height?
Think I meant? Like, damn. FBI database exchange?
Yeah, I thought it was like fucking firewalls or something you had to go through.
I sent her my hacker back entries and she sent me
her
firewalls.
Here's my direct IP address.
With your GPG key.
Here's my billing info.
Can you verify
so
your identity?
Anyway, so it was Sunday and she was like, hey, we could hang out. And I was like, yeah, okay, sure. Why don't we get like lunch and we'll hang out or whatever. And she went, okay, just pick me up at my house and we'll do whatever. So I drive to her house, which turns out to be in a trailer park.
Good start.
I was thinking, okay, I mean, that's just kind of like, that could be monetary, it could be circumstantial, whatever. It really doesn't mean anything. Fine. So she walks out of her house. She is far worse looking than her photos. I do not know what happened. You could tell that she faked them. And even then, it's shitty, but it's like lying. And I felt really awkward, but I was like, fuck it, I'm already here. I drove like 25 minutes. I'm hungry. I'll get lunch with her and then leave. So,
like a gentleman.
That sounds like every Tinder date that I've ever been on.
Yeah, I just remembered the story Charlie told me where he just ate chicken and had the girl watch in his car.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Okay.
So she comes out and we talk a little bit and she's like staring at me really awkwardly, like almost silent and kind of half answering my like, hey, so what's up? What have you been doing? Whatever. And I'm like, what's going on? And she goes, you're really tall. And I go, yeah, I am. And she goes, yeah, but like, you're like really tall. And I
go,
okay.
Do you filter them by height? Like, are you specifically looking for little women?
No, but I don't think I told her how tall I was.
Okay. Oh, you should have disclosed
she
that
probably felt
if
just
you're
as betrayed. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Let me get into the story, because it goes some places. So she was like, you're really, really tall. And like, wow, you're tall, and she mentions it like 9 times, and I go, all right, let's talk about anything else. So eventually she points across the street, and there's what I can only assume is retired Santa Claus at a garage sale. And she says, that's my dad.
Oh.
And I shit you not, the man was at a yard sale across the street buying used guns.
Where were you?
And I went in a trailer park, Jackson.
What, you ate at the trailer park?
No, I was still at her house. I like got out of the car to like say hi and shoot the shit.
I thought you were eating and
no,
she pointed
across the street.
No, we
didn't leave yet.
No.
We didn't leave yet.
God damn, he's tailing you.
So eventually I put together she lives with her parents, which it, again, fine, doesn't matter. She was like 22 and I get, so that's fine, but no. She didn't tell me. And it was like, I don't want to meet your folks. This is okay. This is great. So she goes, oh, now you have to come in and meet my mom. And I'm like, wow. Can we just hang out? And then her mom comes outside and says, no, come on in. You know, I'll get you some water. Just, you know, we'll say hello, meet, whatever. And it felt awkward. I think they were like afraid I was going to do something to her. So I was like, okay, I'll play along. I don't want to be a creepy guy. I will go along with this facade. I will meet your parents.
You should have just done like a fucking burnout in your car and sped away.
I would have been out of there.
I was also really bored and I kind of wanted to see what would happen.
No, yeah, for sure.
It was one of those bizarre scenarios where it's like, I just want to see what's happening. So I walk in and her mom's like, are you going to be eating with us? And I was like, well, I was thinking that her and I would like grab some lunch or whatever. And she's like, oh, because I can defrost some extra chicken. And eventually they get into like a small tiff where her mom's like, I'm just going to defrost the extra chicken anyway. It's fine. He'll eat it.
Fuck, like, this sounds so awkward.
So, oh, dude. No,
this is like a first dinner with her parents.
It gets so much worse. So while this is happening, I'm like talking to her mom a little bit. I'm like, hey, yeah, I do software development. I'm this. I work here. I'm in this area, whatever. And eventually she like turns to her daughter and she's like, did you tell him about me? And I'm like, no. And she goes, well, I have stomach cancer.
The fuck? Why would that be brought up in a Tinder conversation?
Fuck should I know? So I went,
she should have
put
that in
her
fucking profile. You were lied to again.
Mom so I was has like, oh wow, that's fucking horrible. I'm really sorry. I feel bad. I don't really know what to say. And
so how about that chicken?
Like, she was describing like, and this part was genuinely upsetting. Like she was describing her treatments and like I need to get the money and my car broke down. Like all this sad stuff. Perfect for a first date. And so eventually.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're just inviting rich guys over.
So eventually the girl, while her mom's talking to me, we're having a normal conversation. The girl
sounds
starts jumping to her ceiling. And I'm like, what? Like, I don't say this, but I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? She's trying to touch the top of my head because I'm so tall.
Wow.
Yeah. And can't.
Were you dating a midget?
It. She was short, but she's like a 4-year-old trying to like go like reach for like the top of my head.
What kind of a website is this?
I assure you she was 22 and oh my god. Oh, she had graduated college.
Never trust Christian Mingle, Andrew.
Oh god. that match.com.
Mingle.
So after another awkward encounter where she wants to show me one of her 6 cats and her mom yells at her not to bring it inside and she does it anyway. She goes, "Oh, you have to check out my room."
Ooh.
And I'm like, no, that's okay. And she's like, no, no, for real. And she like kind of drags me in there and her mom's like watching. So I'm just like, I'm going to go along with this because I'm not going to be weird. And I feel so weirded out. I don't even know what to
weird.
Do at this point. But I'm actively checking for all exits.
Yeah.
And she brings me in a room and it's like a little girl's room. Like she has like stuffed animals and whatever. And it's clear that she has not just left this house in a long time. And she has a Netflix machine.
What?
And like,
what?
like an Xbox or like a console or some shit. She has something that she watches at Netflix on.
Okay.
And she was like, "So, do you want to watch like an anime or something?" And
God,
this
just keeps getting worse.
I went,
irredeemably bad.
I thought we were getting food. She was like, "Well, let's watch an episode or two, and then we can go get food." And I'm like, So while she's spending like 30 minutes picking out an anime to watch.
God, 30 minutes you were there?
Well, what was happening is I was texting my friends and I was going, I need an exit. please help me. Bowling. And I was trying to get people to respond to me.
I've used bowling twice. Never fails.
No, just... I needed someone to call me for an exit so I could be like, yeah, I gotta go do this thing.
You could have texted me. I would have called you about bowling.
I think yeah, I texted like 6 hours you later. Didn't respond.
Wait, did you really text me? And I didn't.
I'm pretty fucking sure I did.
I want to go through my messages. Now.
So I was texting my friends eagerly, waiting for anyone to respond. So eventually, I go, "Hey, here's a good anime, Dead Man Wonderland." Oh. And she puts it on, and I only put it on so I could like tune it out and not be distracted by it as I'm feverishly trying to text to get a way out of this.
I like how you had to take precautions to not be distracted by anime.
Now, oh,
fuck, I know
out,
myself. If a good anime's on, I'm just going to be here all
no,
night.
No, it was... She was scrolling through Netflix or whatever service. It might have been Crunchyroll, and I was like... It was the first one I recognized, and I was like, yeah, watch it. It's good. So eventually, I get a text back from my friend David. And he was, like, laughing. He was like, "Date's that bad, huh?" And I was like, "You need to call me right now and get me out of this, please." So he eventually calls me. Now, for the sake of later in the story, I want to specify, she sat on her bed when the anime started. And she scooted over real far in a clear indicator of, like, "Oh, yeah, you should sit here. Oh, yeah." I had been getting vibes from her for that. I intentionally pulled out the desk chair and slid it a few inches away from her bed and sat there.
That sounds so cool.
So my friend David calls me and he goes, "Andrew, how are you?" And I went, "I'm all right. I'm all right. How are you?" And he goes, "Well, Andrew, you're actually not doing so great because you have that big project due at your office tomorrow. Remember? Tomorrow's Monday." And I went, "Oh, fuck, you're right. Dude, are you talking about the Blue Report?" And he goes, "Yeah." Now, I have never in my life worked on anything called the Blue Report. But
I
just
mean,
to really
you were
sell
on
it,
Blue's Clues. I don't think anyone ever worked on a Blue's Report.
But just to really sell it, I do not work in Hollywood. We were like 15 minutes from Hollywood. I do not work anywhere near Hollywood, Florida. But I turned to her and I went, "Hey, how far is Hollywood from here?" And she was like, "I don't know." And I went, "I have to get there for work like now. I'm sorry." So I got up. I walked out, I said goodbye to her mom abruptly, I tried to hightail it in my car before her dad came back home from the yard sale.
How was he still there?
Probably test whatever firearm he had on me. And she follows me to my car, and I open the door, and I get in, and she like stands between the door and my car, oh. And she's like, "It sucks that we couldn't watch anime and hang out." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I really gotta go, so like get the fuck away from my car. I'll talk to you later. We'll work something out, maybe. I don't know. Bye." So I peel out. I drive away. That's not the end of the story.
She was hanging from the spoiler, wasn't she?
The next day, I'm at work. I told her I have a job. I told her I have a big boy job. I work like 9 to 5-ish. I'm a responsible adult. It's about 10:30 in the morning. So, like, clearly working hours, not even like an excuse of, "Oh, I thought you might have been on lunch or you might have gotten off work or whatever." She texts me and she says, the first thing she says is, "Hey, I'm sorry if that or if I was so awkward." And I'm thinking, okay, that's good.
At least she's kind of self-aware though.
And then she follows it up with, "It's probably because you were so tall."
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's put everyone on edge. They thought you were Sasquatch.
How could you not see that?
I don't respond to that. But then she finishes it up with the last text I got from her, which is, "Listen, my parents aren't home right now. If you want to come over and cuddle, I'm free."
Oof. So needless to say, you got the fuck out of here.
I floored it the fuck over there. Yeah. But no,
well, Andrew wants someone to hold him.
That
even in a really bad trailer.
And yeah, that was probably the most awkward and horrifying person I've ever met.
It sounds terrible.
That sounded like a horror movie.
Yeah, it really
did.
Was.
Did you tell her?
He didn't reply.
I think to the awkward thing when she said I was so tall, I was like, "No, it's I like to be polite because I get it. First dates, people do really dumb shit." So I said, "Yeah, I kind of felt awkward too because I didn't expect to meet your parents, but it's okay." And then when she said "come over and cuddle," I just didn't respond and I blocked her number.
Ooh.
You'll see her at work one day.
Hopefully she's staring at me from the window of my 9th floor office.
She's gonna be cleaning the windows or something, just got one of those shit jobs to spy on you.
She taps on the glass and points behind me and her dad's standing there with his gun.
They just infiltrate the office. Janitor.
Ocean's 11 type shit.
We're gonna get Andrew.
So yeah, you're gonna have sex with my daughter.
God damn it. We planned that for 4 months.
God. Ew. So you still have faith in your dating website there? That month.
I mean, the whole scenario is rot because I'm too polite when I meet people. But
what were you gonna do? Like, it's not about being too polite. You genuinely had no way out. You had a man guns, keeping his target set on you. If things went awry, that man was storming over, and it was about to be a homicide.
Yeah, I could imagine them being really easily offended too.
Yeah.
So what do you mean, my daughter's ugly?
I never said that. I just said I'm too tall for her.
What do you mean you're too tall for my daughter? What's that mean, huh? You think you're better than us? Incompatible.
I also just remembered after she was trying to jump and touch the top of my head, she asked me twice if I could touch her ceiling.
All right, so we've got some fan-submitted questions that we can quickly answer since we're nearing the end of this podcast. So,
don't
XY...
answer. That diminishes it.
We're
a little energetic. Be happy about it.
We're actually going to answer these ones for once. Usually we just shit on them and then move on.
Even if they're bad, we will answer them.
Alright, so X-Zero Hour asks, why do you think we're here? Like, not physically here, but why are we sentient beings?
Next question.
That's a fucking horrible question.
So, already shitting on them.
Okay,
fantastic.
Well, take it from the top then.
Random 9001 asks, if you had to replace one body part with a robotic prosthetic, which part would it be? So which body part would you, like, completely remove and just replace with something robotic? What would better
be? Only one.
Let's answer it seriously. Don't everyone just say robot dick.
Well, that's the last thing I would want to get replaced.
My question is, if I say arm, do I get two robotic arms or just one?
No,
of them?
No, only one. Mm-hmm. I'm making a judge. I would say brain. Imagine being able to process everything so much faster.
Actually, that's actually pretty clever. Yeah,
that's
you'd
not
be
a bad
practically
idea.
Immortal.
I didn't think of that.
Still
good.
Be. We all go with that.
I'm gonna go with my eye and get like a robot eye with like information and different visions in it.
Bullshit.
Yeah, your brain wouldn't be able to comprehend it.
No, he only wants the robot eye so he can see through women's clothes, you sick perv.
Yeah, that's it. I want to wink at them and see them naked at the same time.
You don't even want to go into the trailer park to see them naked.
You want to cut out the middle, man.
If you guys could have any superpower, would your choice be to like go invisible or see through women's clothing? Like if you were invisible, you could just sneak into people's houses.
Those are two really conflicting powers. That's like saying, like, what the fuck? Those aren't even comparable.
That's a shit question, Jax.
What is my ability? I can either go invisible or Google titties. Like, what the fuck?
That's like I didn't say old... Google titties. I said, would you be able to see through people's clothing? Like,
okay,
would you use...
like this. Would you rather make yourself invisible or something else?
That's funny.
Why the fuck would you want to make someone else invisible?
That's the same question you asked.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. No, what I'm saying is, would you use, if you could like choose any power in the world, would you choose something that you can use to see some chick naked, basically?
Jax, that's still conflicting. If you had any power, would you pick this one or this one?
Yeah, that's not a very good question. It's like video with the kid telling his dad shitty questions. Like, if you could be a man of a business for 3 days, would you make money at that business?
No, it's more like if you could be
that's
a businessman,
awesome
would you work at McDonald's or Chuck E. Cheese?
But if you work anywhere in the world, would it be McDonald's?
Yes or no only.
I'm just trying to see if you guys would answer honestly, because most guys, I would feel, would use the opportunity to get a power to see women naked. That's all I'm saying. I just want you guys to answer honestly.
Let me actually fucking like revel this on you. If I could choose between seeing naked strangers who are not attractive on the street or turning myself fucking invisible, I would make myself invisible. The utility of that far outweighs the other one.
Yeah, but that's not my question. I'm not asking you to decide between two powers. I'm saying, would you choose to have a power that you could use to see women naked, or would you choose to have a power that's actually beneficial to the world, like maybe eye lasers or whatever?
Beneficial to the world. Google vagina.
That's what?
Jackson, do me a favor. Do me a legit favor. I want you to go on the street where people congregate. Look, make a mental note of the first 5 women you see and tell me if you want to see them naked.
I'm not saying you can see every woman naked. I'm saying you have a selective choice.
Yes, you can. That's part of the superpower.
No, I'm saying you can choose any single power that you want.
Jackson, your question is, if you could pick a power, would it be something that benefits everyone or just yourself?
Thank you.
Basically, but in a sexual way. I want you guys to actually choose the sexual way, not benefit.
Okay. Yes. I would pick something that sexually benefits everyone, Jax.
Like, if you could choose to...
Everyone can see everyone naked. Well, I'll just get rid of
clothes. My superpower is to remove clothing.
Just get rid of clothing. I'm just trying to turn this into a nudist podcast.
I like the way you phrased it originally.
What a fucking stupid phrase.
Like, no, you can't just see any woman naked. You have to take her on a date first and then get to know her.
And then you can use her power for good.
So let's make Jackson's question a little more broad and a little more sensical. If you could choose a superpower, would you use it for the benefit of mankind or the benefit of
I'm not
of
interested in that.
Primarily?
I'm yeah, okay.
I like how we substituted our own question for the viewer question. Sorry, you were.
This whole thing is because Jackson doesn't want to feel weird about wanting to use a superpower to make clothes invisible.
And to be fair, this is a shit question. The Minecraft block question was better.
God damn it. Stop it. Stop it.
All right. Let's expand on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Would you use your superpower? Would you pick something that would primarily benefit everyone or yourself?
Myself.
Thank you, Kai, for answering first, so I felt brave.
I also would probably choose myself as well.
It's not really brave. Literally everyone
Honestly,
would pick
I
themselves.
Agree.
Yeah. I mean, what power could you possibly use to benefit all of humanity?
Ending world hunger.
If it was something like summoning food
power.
For the poor.
Yeah. Food generation power,
but
world peace
no,
power.
I'd still rather have a cool superpower for myself.
I would probably choose this
especially
myself
if
as
it,
well.
Yeah, especially if it involves seeing women naked.
And I would have the power
to
scrap episodes of the podcast. That would benefit the world.
You do have the power. You made it last week, or yesterday.
Woo! We did it. Alright, get a new question. This is a fucking smorgasbord of bullshit.
It's fun. If you had to... What?
I said my favorite.
Random 9001 asks, if you had to remove one living person from Earth at this point in time, who would it be?
Isn't this the guy that asked the last question?
Yeah, he asked a lot of questions.
No, get someone new. Kaya died.
Yeah, Kaya's computer just shut off. The question was so bad it disconnected his internet.
No, he's back.
There he is.
Yeah. This happens at least once an episode.
Get one
it's
question
Kaya's
person,
disconnection
so
corner.
Alright,
Grimy...
Per person, so it's
yeah, okay. Grimy dude asks, if you had to remove one living person from Earth at this point in time, who would it be?
I like this for several reasons, because when you pay attention to any sort of movie or even in history, usually the evil people use words other than kill. Like they say, let's terminate this person, but you really know they're talking about killing them, and this is similar to that. Like, who would you remove?
Kaya, you know what the most sinister word is that has the most innocent context? Cleanse.
Yeah.
We need to cleanse them.
It sounds so fucking creepy too, because all you can imagine is some weird cleric, like fucking the guy from Bioshock
or some dictator
Comstock.
Who's all like, those undesirables need to be cleansed.
Yeah.
There is no like unsinister way to use that word.
Okay, so this question
even,
comes
like,
from Hitler Jr.
Well, no, you can't even do it about innocent things like, hey honey, I cleansed the baby this morning.
What the hell?
I don't think any sane person would ever say that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It implies
genocide. That's the point. Yeah, that sounds pretty fucking sick. Like, if I was the wife, I would grab the kid and just run. The fuck did you do to my baby? What do you mean, cleanse? Does it still
sweet,
have both
Kaya.
Eyeballs?
Is he still alive?
I didn't think Kaya would have a maternal bone in his body.
Kaya's
well, no, I said if
the
I was a woman.
Motherly of us all, no joke.
What?
I think Kaya is no doubt the most motherly of us all.
Oh, come.
I like, that's a true fact. I'm not shitting on Kaya.
I also think you would be a pretty good mom.
Yeah, same. You mother those cats.
Jackson, you just
well.
Said the opposite.
Yeah, but I changed my mind.
We've convinced him.
When I heard two persuasive. People have conflicting opinions, I decided to jump on board.
Just no personal
don't get him
character.
Started on that clothes superpower.
Oh god.
Alright, next question. Let's go.
No, we didn't answer it.
We didn't answer this one.
I forgot it all.
We said we were seriously going to answer these questions.
Alright, what's the question?
We haven't answered a single one.
Who would you kill, Andrew, if you could?
Which sexual power would you choose to remove one living person? How would you remove them? If we don't want
that pharmaceutical guy?
Martin Shkreli.
No, I'm kidding. All right. Well, who would? Okay, who would I outright murder?
Well, it's some. This removes all guilt. You're just removing them.
It's like they never existed in the first place. That means you're killing the family as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Got to trace back to the bloodlines.
No.
Hmm. I don't know. Who's the super bad dude?
We can't say.
Yeah, like, this question is, like, kind of unanswerable.
The guy
we
who
genuinely
runs Christmas
cannot
Island,
say.
He's pretty bad, I hear.
Yeah. Alright, yeah. The dictator of Christmas Island, he needs to go.
Those poor crabs getting driven over. Alright. Our final question comes from Random9001, and he asks, what animal...
No! New person!
He wrote it all. It's Jackson's alias.
It's not fair. One all question right. per
well,
person.
I'm impressed right. Andrew was even paying attention to that.
Yeah, we had a whole bit before. Gito's Land asks... Gito's Land asks, what species of alien would you fuck on Star Wars?
Alright, that's a good question.
Thank you.
No, it isn't. It's Star Wars a lame franchise. But okay, let me think. I don't know anything about it. I mean, do the humans in it count
as a species? I'd choose that captain dude from Rogue One.
I thought you'd pick Jabba the Hutt.
No, Diego Luna.
Are you telling me you don't want to get a blowjob, and when you're, like, mid-coming, you look down, and he's like, oh, Misa, come on, Fasa.
Oh, I forgot Jabba the Hutt talked like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking you were talking about that Gungan, what's his name, Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, no, that was definitely Jar Jar. That was definitely not Jabba.
The
no, Misa
okay,
is Jar Jar.
Right. Yeah, the Misa is Jar Jar.
Andrew
like,
morphed them
whoa.
Together.
Yeah, I use
horrifying.
My sexual fantasies to my advantage.
Your power is just to merge two people together at any point and then have sex with them.
I want to fuck a stormtrooper so I can see if, since they're clones, the other ones feel it too.
Actually, stormtroopers aren't clones.
Shut the fuck up, Jackson.
Wait, are they really not clones?
No, they're conscripts.
They clones.
In the later, in like the original trilogy, they're conscripts.
Okay,
because all the clones,
the Clone Wars?
Because all the clones started dying out, they had to bring in people.
Oh, that sounds fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I don't
know if that's current.
That's really, really stupid.
I don't know if that's current canon though, because they reworked it all.
All right, don't. Okay, do another question, Anon. Do a broader question.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like the really specific ones, to be honest.
All right, what specific animal would your fursona be? And that one comes from. What name can I use? Have we used Big Money Ben yet?
Yeah, I'm gonna let Andrew have the floor.
I hate all of you.
Andrew, random 9000 expert.
Of course, nothing been.
You can't choose Officer Hops, whatever her name is, Judy Hops.
Well, I resigned from the question.
No, you've got to choose someone. This is your question.
No, yeah, I'd be Nick from Zootopia, the Fox Man, because then I'd fuck the rabbit. Ha ha!
Did you go to Yumicon?
Yeah, I did.
Then you can fucking answer the question.
What is Yumicon?
What are you talking about? Yumicon's an anime convention. Jackson, it's an anime convention.
It's the same thing, really.
I wouldn't stoop so low to go to a furry convention.
Were there furries there?
Yeah.
Well then,
checkmate.
Of course they were.
Are we actually answering this question? Because if we are, I'll think about it.
Yeah, answer
you
it.
Need to think about
I
it.
Have
just...
to think about it, too. I don't want to keep skipping
I've
these
never
questions.
Actually thought of this idea.
Oh, wait. Fursona, is that the like, animal that you would be?
Yeah.
I think so.
Like
yeah.
a spirit
oh, right.
animal.
Well, it's,
yeah, right.
it's persona,
okay.
but fur, so it's like what animal you would want to be.
Yeah, I thought it might have meant what animal would you fuck, but yeah, okay.
Typical Jackson.
That question comes from Random 9001. We'll save that for the next episode.
It actually does come from Random 9001. He asked
Can
like
just
20
be
questions.
Be a giant dino?
Oh, like
yeah.
a T-Rex?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean,
that
you could be the only person to say that you fucked a T-Rex.
Would you? Now, would you?
I don't
want to
fuck
a
T-Rex. I
want to
be a T-Rex.
Well, no,
oh,
no, no.
Right.
Jackson,
Kaya, would you be all right. the historically right T-Rex with like the feathers and the dumb bird features, or would you be like the Jurassic Park T-Rex?
Isn't that the Velociraptors?
T-Rex also did have feathers.
Really?
They're descended from birds. They all have feathers and beaks and shit like that. Yeah.
No, I knew they figured out
not,
that
they
had feathers.
Well,
but
no.
They,
what
know,
happened?
T-Rex was
what
also
happened
part
is
of that.
they didn't find that out until after Jurassic Park was made. And then when they were making the new ones, the art directors were like, listen, we know that it's not historically right, but we think that our, like, aesthetically and they, fit with the theme, it works.
They had an excuse for
honestly, they made
the
right
movie,
choice.
Did they not? It was something like we used
they
frogs.
Oh, yeah,
to
they even
mention something.
In the park. They're like, people don't expect to see birds at Jurassic Park. They expect to see dinosaurs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, they did that in the first Jurassic Park film as well, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they spliced in green tree frog DNA or whatever. Yeah.
No, but it wasn't used as an
green
excuse
tree
for
frog
why they don't
DNA.
Have
yeah, frog DNA.
T-Rex?
No, Jack's
no, it's
used as a cop.
It is in the book. Honestly, Kai, it is in the book.
In the book?
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum's not in the book. Who gives a shit?
Jackson's read the manga.
Which is far better than the anime. Boku no Jurassic Park.
My fursona is Richard Hammond.
Are we actually answering the fursona?
Yeah, question? Please answer it. Fuck.
Okay.
I'd be a dino. I got nothing else.
Charlie, what would
they're
you
they're not furries.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it has to be like a furry animal. That's the whole point.
No, for
well,
no,
there's,
aren't
there's
furries
like
just
reptile
all about
ones,
all animals?
Aren't there?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Dino porn furry.
Yeah, there's like dino porn. The dragons fucking cars thing.
I think I discussed this with Charlie before because this is also something I wanted to make a documentary on. I think Charlie and I kept bothering him like in the middle of the night. Charlie, do you think furries have to be furry, literally, or does anything count? Like, could you be a gecko?
I think I
the
think
thoughts that
it's
keep you
pretty,
up at night.
I am pretty goddamn sure there's like a whole subsect or something of
like reptile furries. I bet there's disagreement in the community itself about this.
Oh, yeah, there's
where
a civil
like
war.
Snakes and lizards and shit. I
like
guarantee
different sects.
That exists.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I've seen the dragons fucking cars shit, which is awesome. Everyone should look that up.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. Definitely.
But so there's obviously artwork of it. There's obviously got to be something going on.
Yeah,
so Kaya can be a goddamn dinosaur, Jackson.
Do you think that's
Jackson?
Actually like sexual attraction though, that dragons fucking cars? Cause
yeah, why could, else would he draw it?
Well, popularity for comedic purpose. Like,
Jackson, dude, he drew like 30 pictures of it.
Jackson,
yeah,
no
and now he's
is,
famous.
There's someone who's enjoying
it. No, he's not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If he's,
whether
if
it
he's
be
so famous,
feet,
what's his name?
Dragons fucking
Charlie
cars
subscribed to him.
Big noses.
That was a joke. I'm not actually subscribed to Dragon's fucking cars.
Boom, get fucked.
That's a lie.
Checkmate.
So,
now Charlie,
so
what's
what
your
we're
persona?
Saying is Kaya would be a dinosaur and Jackson would be a Mustang GT in this scenario.
Yay, my Transformer dream makes a comeback.
You're going to have cum on your back when he's done, all right?
It's
Charlie, what's your
gonna
persona?
Be 50 minutes again.
Charlie, what's your persona? Go.
I don't know. I'd have to give that one some thought. I don't know. I guess a giraffe, just that way I'd be tall.
God. I like how this sad little thing, your pet peeve, makes its entry into every aspect of your life.
Makes me so sad.
Are you like this on your birthdays too? Like, happy 21st, Charlie, yeah.
Every time I blow out my candles, I wish for a little extra height.
There is surgery for that, though, right? Like, you can get your legs broken.
Oh, my God, yeah. I've done a lot of research. That shit is ridiculously painful, apparently, and really risky.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds painful. They literally
and
break
also,
your bone.
Don't your knees get, like, unproportioned on your legs?
Like,
oh, they
get
high up?
They get really fucked, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything goes out of whack. What's up?
Is it worth it?
Yeah, I'm on the waiting list.
He's booked some fucking clinic in Taiwan.
He booked it as soon as he read the headline. They
said
it was
taller.
Still in trials. He was like, sign me up.
Half an inch? Oh.
They said 95% mortality rate. He was like, good enough for me.
Risk of infection 90%. Charlie, is this why you're saving
up
money for SpaceX?
I'd
because when you're in space, your spine
decompresses? Bees are cool. I'd be a bee. There you go.
No, the bee movie's making such a comeback.
I heard what you said, and genuinely I thought about that. I was like, damn, I wish I could just do 0G effectively on Earth, so that way my spine could decompress with a little extra inches.
You look like a fucking freakazoid gangly man.
It's fine by me. I just go there like once or twice a week to make it permanent.
That doesn't make you look different, though. All it does is literally decompress your spine a little, so you grow maybe, like, what, 1 inch?
Yeah, that's it's like an inch, inch and a half. Yeah.
I mean, that'll get him on the roller coaster. It's all he needs.
He'll be able to ride the big rides now with the other big boys.
All right, Jackson, last question to wrap this up. Let's go.
All right, so Grimy Dude asks, years back, Charlie said he would never reveal his face on YouTube. How do you feel now that your viewers know what you look like, Andrew?
And what?
You threw me off. How do I feel knowing that Charlie's viewers know what he looks like? I'm kind of indifferent.
How do you feel now that your viewers, Andrew, because you did the whole Yumikon video.
You're directing the question at me now.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that the culture of this has changed. I think that if it happened earlier on the internet, I would have felt weirded out or uncomfortable, but I think now at this point, it just does not matter.
Are you talking about Charlie or Andrew?
Andrew. Oh. Everyone wants to know about Andrew.
Plus, I've already answered this question before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like...
Reiterate real quick, Charlie, what did you think on it?
On what? Your face reveal? I think you have a good face.
Well, thank you, but I mean, the question applying to you.
I don't know. I mean, there's not much else I can answer about it. I made a whole video talking about it.
You once said that you'd never reveal your face.
Yeah, and then I talked about why I eventually did.
Do you feel
just reiterate?
Yeah, Jackson, don't you feel silly now?
Well, yeah. Okay, then I'll just reiterate then, I guess.
Short and sweet, yeah.
Yeah, it was when my ex and I had like the huge falling out, and I was like a wreck because a lot of shit was going wrong at the time. And then my personal trainer canceled on me, and I was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. And then Kai was like, you know what, Charlie, you might feel better if you just kind of put yourself out there a little bit more, be a little more open with everyone in your life, and that means like on the internet too. So I was like, you know what, you're probably right. I'll make my Snapchat public.
Yeah, I think we actually talked about this when it happened. Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty adamant about not putting my face on YouTube just because I don't see what that would bring to the table. It's just kind of pointless unless like
you're a beautiful man.
Unless I have like a night, it's very sweet.
What I like about Charlie revealing his face is that I legitimately happy that he did it himself, as opposed to so many YouTubers these days who hide their faces like little bitches, and then the only reason it ever comes out is because someone has to dox them. I'm just really happy that Charlie just took that step by himself, that he was just brave enough to just do it himself without someone having to dox him like an asshole.
Mm.
It might seem like a little thing, but I think that's actually really something important. I like people who put their face behind their opinions, behind who they are. And I don't
like the other thing with it is Jackson, it just makes a lot of things easier. Like, I did that video where I interviewed people at the convention.
Yeah.
And just having the prefix knowledge that people know what I look like, it was just easier to do and not be like, well, this is the big moment. This is the video where here I am. To me personally, and I know I'm not nearly as big of a deal doing it as Charlie is, it just felt like over time it stopped mattering as much as it would in the past. And
I feel it just
came to the point where it's like, fuck it, who cares?
But I feel like same time, more channels are becoming personalities now that do put their faces
more
out there
people,
to begin with.
There's more info out there, more stuff to digest, more people just throwing it out there.
It stopped
becoming a big deal.
Yeah, but my point was that just precisely that is, it's not a big deal, and that Charlie was one of the people who would make a big deal out of it and then just basically get forced into it.
You guys remember the craze that went on when he did do it though? He was he was famous on Tumblr for a day.
Yeah, I kept saying to people, I already knew.
Not gonna lie, nothing has ever made me feel as good as that day. I was like, wow, people actually don't think I'm this ugly troglodyte.
Is it not really liberating?
No, Charlie, you're Charlie wrong. People thought you were that ugly troglodyte homunculus, and you were pleasantly surprised when people were like, oh, he's handsome.
Yeah, he's not a fat weirdo.
Yeah, he's
with
not
a
fat troglodyte
homunculus. It was weird. The first time I ever listened to Charlie, I thought he was, something else.
Thanks, man.
But now you're handsome.
No, thanks, man.
Yeah. So is Andrew.
I've only known Charlie since he was handsome.
Was Charlie always handsome, Andrew?
Charlie, you answered the door at your parents' house, and I was like, damn, this is a handsome man. I almost wanted to be like, is Charlie home?
How old were you when you met?
I was 18. You were 20, yeah.
Oh, well, I thought you knew each other in high school or something.
Oh, no, we knew each other a lot longer than that, but the first time we met was when I was in college.
Yeah.
So it wasn't illegal.
Yeah. We started talking when I was a freshman in college, and we met when you were a freshman in college in person.
Yeah.
So we were talking for like 2 years before we actually...
Yeah, I just got really lucky with my profile online, and he just took a lot of joy.
Christian Mingle.
Yeah, that he was one of the better of the dates.
So you met his parents.
He only tried to jump and touch the top of my head twice. That was a new record.
Couldn't reach,
yeah.
All right.
I think that wraps it up for an
episode.
That's
a good stopping point.
Yeah. We talked for literally 3 hours, it feels like.
It's 2 hours, but yeah.
One hour, 54 minutes on my
That's
down.
Good.
Two hours and 30 minutes in total for the 3 times we stopped.
Alright, so this will count as 4 episodes, so we're good to go for another 4 weeks. Alright, thanks for watching, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Send us your questions at our new subreddit, the official podcast.
Oh, yeah. We've got a subreddit.
Subreddit. Jackson did a really good job making it look nice. So it would be nice if people used it.
Thanks for watching. go to theofficialpodcast.com.
Say it again.
We've got a SoundCloud.
Say my name.
Say it again.
We've got a SoundCloud, iTunes. You'll find them in the description. Yep. See you next time.
See ya.
Goodbye.